WUWM's year-end Life's Voices series continues with a profile of Robert Biko Baker. After earning a Ph.D. in history from UCLA, Baker, a Milwaukee native, returned home to make a difference. After the Sherman Park uprising last year, Baker launched an internet series called My Black Story to tell more complete stories about African Americans and Milwaukee. He talked with WUWM's Latoya Dennis about his background and how he got involved in creating the internet series.
My name is Dr. Robert Biko Baker. You know, I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I was a jock. You know, I got to college playing soccer, and then I went to University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, and I was involved in the Africology department, and I realized I was more than a jock, and they took me underneath their wing. Man, you know, I can't even describe the awesomeness that that was. And so it prepared me to go to UCLA, and I was out there, I was going to school, but I was mostly an activist and a hip-hop dude. And while I was getting my PhD, I wrote for hip-hop magazines through hip-hop parties with rappers like Xzibit and people like Chase Infinite, who's ASAP Rocky's manager. And I was just a kid in the corner from Milwaukee, and I learned a bunch, moved back here in 2004, and have since been trying to give young people and artists a voice here. After the Milwaukee uprising, Rashid Shabazz from the Campaign for Black Male Achievement called me. They were interested in work with me because in 2014 and 15, I had worked with youth in Ferguson and helped them build a communication story. And he asked me to work with them to amplify the voice of the leaders here because they have spent so much time working with people that they knew what they saw on mainstream news was the whole reality of what was going on here in the community. It's a narrative change process. We spent a bunch of time talking with local leaders, people like Reggie Moore, David Muhammad, Jeff Roman, Pastor Walter Lanier. We asked them, you know, what did you guys need to see? And overwhelmingly, they felt that our story isn't reflected positively in the news, and it has negative impact on us. Not only through, like, you know, the ugliness that it spews, the hatred that it spews across our community, but also prevents us from doing business and highlighting our business and participating in the global economy. And so we decided to launch My Black Story, and it is such an amazing platform because every week we're getting between 10 and 15,000 people to watch the videos. Most of the people are from Milwaukee, and people are sharing and telling their friend's story, and it's positive. It's not a fight video. It's not a twerk video. It's like young people and positive people, black people, vibrating positively, and that's awesome to me. I actually think the beautiful thing about Milwaukee is that it's not Ferguson. And that's the one thing that My Black Story has taught me, is the youth of St. Louis have a different struggle because they haven't had the history of activism that Milwaukee has here. And I'm not just talking about black activism. What I really love about Milwaukee is that I can walk down the street and see a 60-year-old white hippie that's gonna give me a hug, you know? And I feel like, unfortunately, at this time, we've let this national narrative that these people have created here make us not see us as one. So people might not see My Black Story and not think it's their Milwaukee story if they're white, but it is, and it's positive. We need to lift it up. And we don't, as black people, we don't have an ethnic identity to attach to. So I just encourage people not to be dissuaded by the word black. You know, it's just who we are. It's how we identify. And until we can go back and know which country we're come from, we're going to be proud of being black, and we encourage you to go to myblackstory.us.
Robert Biko Baker spoke with WUWM's Latoya Dennis about the work he's doing to change the narrative of African Americans in Milwaukee as part of our annual Life's Voices series.